Episode 576, How to Synchronize Your Heart and Your Mind.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. How are you? Today is a brand new week. It is Monday, Mindful Monday, and it's a day for you just to kick off a rocking, hard, amazing, incredible week. Are you ready to start it? Come on, let's jump in. How to synchronize your heart and your mind. If you are brand new to Create Your Now, I want to be the first to welcome you to the family. Welcome, welcome. I'm thrilled you're here. And if you haven't had the opportunity already, head on over to createyournow.com where you could learn more about what we do here on our daily podcast. Also, you want to sign up for the Kisses newsletter. It's the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions. And one more thing I got to throw in on our domestic beauties here, which are our announcements. Yes, we don't like to call them like, you know, the dust bunnies and things like that, but it's our domestic beauties. You need to make sure you sign up for the AIM Academy. You want the inside scoop. If you're on the Kisses newsletter, then you can do that too. But maybe you're not on that and you want specifically the AIM Academy. Some exciting information is coming up around the corner. And so you want to be in on that inside scoop. Okay, with all of that out of the way, I just want to tell you how amazing you are. You bless me every single day, and I enjoy our chats, and I hope you do too. I hope you are spreading the word, extending this to your family and friends, saying, hey, you got to listen in. This is life-changing, and it's your life. You want to become your best selfie and to create your now, and that's what we're here. Today, we're talking about how to synchronize your mind and your heart. Understand that this is Mindful Monday. Some of you may be thinking, I don't understand what you mean by synchronizing your mind and your heart. We need to work together. And in order for our whole life to become our best selfie, all three parts have to work. It's called the Trinity lifestyle. That's the mind, the body, and the spirit. There are lots of people out there that are fitness. You want to call them fitness fanatics. You could call them nutrition experts. There are tons of books that are written. There's tons of books on self-help with, you know, creating meditation and mindfulness. There's tons of things out there. But what a lot of people are missing is how to connect them all together. Connect the dots. Remember, we've talked about that before. I think it was our confession day just on Friday. We're connecting our life dots. And these life dots that we have, it's important that we bring the three of them together, the Trinity lifestyle, and that's what Create Your Now was founded on, the Trinity lifestyle, the mind, the body, and the spirit. Now, what we're talking about today is synchronizing your heart and your mind. And what I mean by your heart, it's our way of saying your spirit. We talk here. Our chit-chats are what? Christian-based. You all know that. But you also know that I'm not sitting here, you know, condemning you if you're not a Christian. That's not what this is about. I love you right where you are. And so if you're not a Christian, that's okay. Please continue to listen on. I welcome your thoughts. Understand, though, that this is how I have formulated and how I choose to live my life. And I have seen it in others, my clients, how they live their lives. I've seen it in how I have changed my life in connecting things. So this is not just kind of fly by the seat of your pants. I have put a lot of thought into this, and I want you to think about it too, how to synchronize your heart and your mind. If you want to control every aspect of your life, you must learn how to synchronize your heart and your mind. And really, it can be the hardest thing you ever do. It takes work, lots of energy, focus, and determination. Because as you go through life, things of this world will try to distract and derail you. You'll be left sitting there, quandering what's next. Is this really all life has to offer me? Maybe you've caught yourself saying that. Maybe you've said, oh, is this really what motherhood's all about? I mean, I thought it was supposed to be a little bit better, but man, all I am is frustrated. All I want to do is I'm just screaming at the kids because they can't do things when I ask them to the very first time. And then you find out It's going to be like the 256th time that it finally sinks in their head. And then guess what? You start the process all over again. Maybe you're building a business and you're saying, ugh, I thought it was supposed to be easy. Man, it's easy to start a blogging site, but now I want to monetize it. I want to bring in social media. There's so much out there. There's so much noise in this world. How can I get noticed in a noisy world? You're sitting there. Is this really all life has to offer me? Maybe I don't want any part of it. Maybe I just want to curl up in a corner and let every day just go by. Just leave me alone already. But when you synchronize your heart and your mind, the world is your oyster. You've heard that saying. Again, it's the Trinity, the mind, the body, and the spirit. And understand that we're working on only two parts today, the heart and the mind. When you synchronize your heart and mind, nothing is impossible. In fact, it's absolutely glorious. You wake up going, I get this. I know I can pursue my passion, my purpose, and my presence. I know I can live my life. Yes, I'm going to go through struggles. Yes, there are going to be some things that I stumble over. Yes, there's going to be challenges, but there's also going to be a lot of celebrations. But you have to synchronize your heart and your mind. They've got to work together. Now, in this episode here, How to Synchronize Your Heart and Mind, it's kind of a continuation from episode 575, just yesterday. If you haven't listened to it, Are You in the Desert? I would encourage you to go back and listen to it. We touch a little bit on the heart aspect. Because you see, in Colossians 3, verses 1 through 3, it says this, "Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God." It continues on in verse 2, "Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things, for you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God." Synchronize your heart and your mind. If you're living your days with only the mind or only the heart, it's like you're driving with a flat tire. Have you ever done that? When I wanted to drive, I was living in Hawaii. My father said, "Oh, yes, honey, you can get your driver's license. I will encourage you." But, oh, I knew it was coming. It was a really big one, too. But you have to know how to do a few things on the car. Now, back then, everybody was still, they had cars that you could change your oil. It wasn't as electronic as it is now. Now they go and they plug this whole computer system in your car and it talks to you. And sometimes your traditional mechanic has a little bit more of a challenge when it comes to taking care of your car because everything is so electronic. It's high technology. I don't know if that's good or bad. Maybe you have someone in that field. I am so not in that field. And so my father's big but was you can get your driver's license, but you have to know how to change a tire. I thought, okay, this is easy. Oh yeah, it was easy until he told me the part of I had to change all four tires and rotate them on a custom size van. Really? I was not that big when I was in high school. And in Hawaii, you could get your license at 14. Hey, all my Hawaiian buddies out there, aloha, I miss you. Okay, so back to the flat tire. You've driven on a flat tire before. How does it feel? A little lumpy, a little bumpy, a little maybe like not in synchronization to what you want. You know something's off. And you know if you keep driving on that flat tire, what happens? It ruins the wheel. And if you keep driving even further and further on it, what happens? It begins to affect the axle and then other parts of it. And then it affects the other wheel and the tire over there. And then what? The other tires are trying to compensate. And your car's like, whoa, I can't handle this. Doors don't close right. It all becomes what? Out of sync. That's what happens when you don't synchronize your heart and your mind. It's like driving with a flat tire. You can't drive in life and live an abundant life with a flat tire. You can't have your spirit reflecting only one thing and be all in, but not have your mind and your body connected too. You're out of balance. There's no harmony. You see, God has created a masterpiece in you. But the key is trying to figure out for you here on earth to put it all together. Our mind wants to see what's only of this earth. It's the earthly logic. But our heart longs for more, a deeper connection. It's our spirit, our soul. It's what God has given us. That gut-wrenching, oh, I just got to do this. I just know it's right. Or, oh, I got to back away from it. It is just so wrong. That gut feeling that you get, we say, oh, it's just really deep. I don't know how to explain it. That's your heart. That's your heart given by God. That's that subconscious thing that God gave us. He infused each of us with that. But most of the time, we're too hurried, we're too busy to really sit back and say, gosh, is my heart and my mind connected? Does my spirit actually work where it needs to be? Or is my spirit broken? Or maybe my mind's broken because it's not connected to my spirit. I'm reading all these things and think, oh, this is the way I'm supposed to go. I know it is. I keep getting these signals. But yet there's something else inside of you saying, uh-uh, girlfriend, we got to talk. But you don't know why it's there and the feeling that you're getting. When we're out of balance, we're not in harmony with what God wants, we get these weird feelings. Emotional, physical, our well-being, all of it could be off. We're running maybe on empty most of the time. Maybe we don't have that natural energy that just is like, boom, it's there. You know, when you get that truck sound, okay, the guys would get this. Just ask your husband. You turn on your car and it has that roar sound, right, in it. Oh, yeah, guys like that. I don't get it, honestly. But I do get it because I have my big truck that I drive. It's not really a truck, but it's a Yukon XL. She likes to haul, and she's got an engine in it. Oh, by golly, she does. And when I start that, and there are guys standing around, they look, okay? That's the kind of roar that you want in your life, that roar, 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 roar. That's the synchronization of your heart and your mind. And then eventually we bring in the body. Because you got to have it all, the mind, the body, and the spirit. It all works together. But we're going to talk about the body and how to care for that later. But this episode is focusing on synchronizing the heart, that spirit within you and your mind, getting you on path. You see, God is who grants us, blesses us with the synchronization of your mind and your heart, your spirit. When you are synchronized and you have them working together, not against each other, you will experience an abundant life through Christ Jesus. Don't you want to live an abundant life? Don't you want to have that freedom of I can conquer the world? And it's not that freedom that you get from the egotistical type of I know everything. I went to this school and I've gotten this training from this person and I'm starting my business and I paid out $25,000 to do this. No, it has nothing to do with that. You can pay out as much money as you want, but if you do not have your synchronized heart and your mind together, you don't connect the two, you're going to be sitting there going, is this all life really has to offer me? Maybe you're feeling that right now. Maybe you've been living your life going, I don't know. I think I'm doing the right thing. You know, I've created a career for myself. I'm taking care of my family. Now, you know, I'm shifting and I want to stay at home. And so now I'm going to build my online business. I'm creating something more than just about me. But maybe I'm looking at it too much of nuts and bolts, too much of the earthly logic. Maybe I'm leaving that heavenly logic out. That part that says, you got it, girl. I'm right there with you. Maybe you're leaving Christ out of your equation. Maybe that's why you focus more on the mind so you can control what's going on. It's harder to control your heart, your spirit. You see, when you're open to what God has in store for you, and you begin to understand His master plan for your life, and you begin to say, okay, I want to step into how to synchronize my heart, my mind. I want to do that. Then that's when you become in sync with God's master plan for you. He only wants what's best for you. But sometimes our own mind, it gets in the way and we fight it. So how can you synchronize your heart and your mind? Can you do it? Of course you can. Here is the KISS, the keep it simple strategy. Take off your old self to become your best selfie. I know, sounds kind of weird, doesn't it? You're like, what do you mean take off my old self to become my best selfie? How can I do that? Colossians 3, verse 3 says this, for you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When you take off your old self, your earthly control, and you say, I want God at the helm of my life. I want Him driving this ship. I want Him helping me, Him guiding me. I want His master plan. That's what it means. Because you take off your old self. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you've given your life to Him, and you're saying, Lord, take me, use me, create your now in me. That means you're taking off your old self to become your best selfie. You're allowing God to work through you. So let's break it down. And this, we're only going to give an overview. You've got to understand that we can go further in depth, but we've got to kind of brush the surface here so you have a starting point, so you understand the whole picture, and then we can start peeling back the layers. So how do you take off your old self to become your best selfie? This is six steps here, and we'll break them down, but let's just go over them. Number one, surrender. Number two, converse. Number three, forgive. Number four, gratitude. Number five, love. And number six, live. You see, what we're going to talk about here, this is the earthly logic equation, that synchronization of your heart and your mind. It's what's going to put it all together. Some of it you may already be doing, but some of it you may need to work on. This takes energy, and no, it does not happen overnight. It takes work. And guess what? You're always going to be working on it because we're human beings. We make mistakes. I make mistakes. I have to come back and say, whoa, I have forgotten this part. Or, wow, I really had an attitude here. What was I thinking? I need to go back and reanalyze this. Or I should have made this decision instead. Or maybe I should have responded in this way. So let's break this down. To take off your old self to become your best selfie. Number one, surrender. You cannot do it alone, yet we try. It's called control. And mamas, we are so good at it. So on vacation, I watch the moms interact with the younger children and the older children. And it's interesting, not much is different. They're still trying to control their child. We think that, oh, we can tell them exactly what to do and they're going to do it, but you know what? They don't. I watch a child who wants something out of the bag and the mom says no, and all of a sudden you can see it. And I laugh a little bit because I'm kind of past that stage with my children since my youngest is now 12, but they have their own temper tantrums. But you can see the energy and how the muscles in the little child begins to tighten. And all of a sudden, their jaw begins set and their little nose wrinkles and a teardrop begins to form. Oh, here it goes, the waterworks. We're turning on the waterworks because it always breaks down mom. It breaks her control. And then it comes into, I'm going to make a little more noise with it because I want to draw attention to me. I don't want mom to miss it. You know you've been there. And it continues on. And the child gets louder and louder. Oh, and we get heavier waterworks. We got a flood happening. And then it's the scream, you know, because I want it my way. And mom's sitting there going, oh, no, I control the situation. And I'm sitting there going, oh, no, you don't. Because I guarantee you that child's going to get their way because guess what? Here comes a second scream. And sure enough, mom gives in. You can't do it alone. Yet we do it all the time. You have to surrender. Mom, you can't do it. You are a woman of impact. But that doesn't mean that you have all the answers. That doesn't mean you know it all. What it means is you know how to ask for help. you reach out to others so others can help you. Surrender. And most importantly, who are you surrendering to? Jesus Christ. He wants to be there with you. You can't do it alone. So that's number one, surrender. Number two, converse. After you've totally surrendered, you have to converse. You need to have daily conversations with God. And I mean about the littlest things. You need to have daily conversations. It could be about, what do I want to fix for dinner? I know that sounds crazy, but I've had that conversation. In fact, I probably have it about 4 or 5 times out of the week. It's a great conversation. Now we lead into other things. But it's part of my planning of my day. It's part of my worship time with him. And you may think, Christiane, you are absolutely crazy. You've fallen off your horse. Maybe I have. But when was the last time you talked to God about something little? He doesn't think of it as something little. You call your girlfriend, what are you fixing for dinner? I need a good idea. He wants to be more than your girlfriend. He gave you life. He wants to be there. He wants to be there in your daily conversations. So start having them with him. It can start with dinner. It can start with lunch. Make it simple. It'll be fun. Okay, so number one, surrender. Number two, converse. Number three, forgive. You're not perfect, and neither am I. I used to think I had to be because I was raised in a perfectionist family. My father especially, as an only child. He was told, yes, he had to do things perfect. And if he didn't, he would do them 2 or 3 or 4 times till he did get it perfect. So how do you think I was raised? Same way. But one thing I learned very fast in my tornado of life is what? I needed to stop that cycle. We say we know we're not perfect, but how do we respond to our children when they don't do the dishes the way we want them to do? And they didn't scrub them exactly. And so after the cycle's done, we pull them out and you're like, ooh, it's still a little bit gritty. It's called life. Getting upset with your child doesn't help anything except bringing your child alongside and saying, sweetheart, I love how you tried to do the dishes. I want to show you a technique that will help you clean them more because a dishwasher really only sterilizes things. There's no reason to get bent out of shape because, you know, that the dishes are still a little bit gritty. Yeah, now the food's baked on. I know, been there. But take a deep breath. The whole idea is what? You are focusing on synchronizing your heart and your mind. And one thing you have to do is you have to forgive. And it starts with yourself. You're not perfect. You may have come from that perfectionist family. You may work under a boss that's like that. You may even have a husband who says you have to be perfect. In fact, maybe that's holding you back right now. You have to have the perfect body, the perfect shape. You have to have the perfect meal. Your house has to be perfectly clean every single day. Forgive, and it starts with yourself. So then you can extend forgiveness to others. You're not perfect, and you never will be. But you can become your best selfie here on earth. You can become that lifelong learner that allows you to grow. There's always room for improvement. I'm always stretching myself. So forgive. Number four, gratitude. Oh my goodness, you have to be grateful. And you have to be grateful for where you are right now. You cannot take off your old self and become your best selfie without growing and being grateful through the journey. I know when I was wanting to lose weight and I was over 210 pounds. And when I looked at myself in the mirror and actually understood that I did not love who I saw, but oh, did I put on a good masquerade ball every single day? You couldn't tell it. I thought I was living a wonderful life. Smiles all the time. But in actuality, I think I was really breaking down on the inside. But I was trying to hold myself together. You see, I had to learn and understand to be grateful for where I was in the process of myself losing weight. And you know what? My body still is not perfect. And guess what? That's okay. I'm stronger now. I'm more in shape now. I can do things that I wasn't able to do when I was over 210 pounds. I'm an endurance athlete. I'm running my own marathon every single day. I'm training for life and I love my journey. What about you? Be grateful. Have gratitude for where you are right now in your journey. With every step, it leads to miles of greatness, but you have to take one step at a time. It's not a sprint. So number four, gratitude. Be grateful of where you are right now. Number five, love. Love you. Love your reflection. You cannot love your neighbor if you don't love yourself. And if you learn to love yourself, oh my gosh, talk about exponential living, amplified living. You will be able to serve and love forever. And it won't even feel tiring. You just do it. In fact, you gain even more energy from it. But you have to love your reflection first. And remember, we just talked about gratitude. You may not like what you see in that mirror. You may not like exactly who you are, but you still have to be grateful for it. And then you have to love yourself. That doesn't mean you have to like yourself. There is a difference. But you do have to love yourself. Love your reflection. Number six, live. Live your best selfie. Christ wants to see you out there pursuing your passion and your purpose and your presence. He gave that gift and those talents to you. He doesn't want them wasted. So you have to live. Don't hide in a corner. Don't sit there and feel sorry for yourself. It's not about control, but it's about living. One thing that kind of irks me and gets under my skin, if I can be really raw and honest here, is people who say, I'm praying about it. But the problem is there's no action behind the prayer part. They're literally sitting on their couch. I'm praying about it. God wants our action. Everything we do requires action. That doesn't mean we're being forceful of what we're doing, but there's always the next step. If one door closes, guess what? Another door opens. There's always the next step. But when you sit down and use the excuse of, I'm just going to let God take care of it, He is not going to strike you with lightning and give you exactly what you need in your lap. He doesn't work out of wizard world. God says you need to work hard. You need to do your part. You need to synchronize your heart and your mind. Get your spirit connected with your mind. Because once when you can do that, Lord, I'm all in. And God's saying, sweetheart, let's turn up the fire. Let's turn up that heat. Because you have an abundant life before you. I did not shortchange you for anything. I've given you everything you need. But it does require work. It does require focus. It does require energy and determination. You just can't sit back on the couch potato. That's not what it's about. So living means what? You're taking action. You're taking that next step that's going to lead to miles of greatness. Now, maybe you're just a little bit overwhelmed. I get this way. I have moments, ask my husband. I put myself in time out. Oh, wait, I got to think about this, honey. And I do take time to synchronize my heart and my mind. I want the spirit and my mind to be connected together. I want the whole. Yes, I add the body in too. When I'm exhausted, oh dear, we know mama's got to sleep. But remember, that's another episode. We do talk about the body, but in this one, we're focusing on the spirit and the mind. That spirit is your heart. Maybe you don't know what the next step is, or maybe you do and there's just too many steps in front of you. You want some help. You want some guidance. Maybe you do need some prayer. I'm praying for you, but I want to pray specifically for you. I want to help you in your journey specifically to your needs. Let's have a breakthrough session. It's breakthrough. All you have to do is click on the link. It's a free 20-minute session. This is my gift to you. Why? Because God has given so much to me that I want to share with you. I don't ask for anything else. But what I do ask is that you take a chance on you. Maybe this is your lightning bolt from God right now. And he's saying, Cassandra, you hear this. How to synchronize your heart and your mind. And what are you waiting for? This is an opportunity. Sometimes we have breakthroughs in our life. We're given sprinkles of hope. But our control part, that mind part, we use our earthly logic. We try to control it going, oh no, I'm going to come up with an excuse to not reach out. I don't want to give her my name and email because she's just going to, she's going to spam me. No, I'm not. You're still listening to me. You know that I am here to serve you. What are you waiting for? This is your life. You want an abundant life. Aren't you tired of living in the desert? Aren't you ready to move on and have your life amplified? God's way, not our earthly way. It's time. Let's do a breakthrough together. I want what's best for you. I want your masterpiece, your song to be sung on the hilltops of this world. I want those harmonies to be so gorgeous that the heavens, the angels pause and they say, do you hear that? Do you hear that, Lord? That is who you created. That is a woman of impact. You matter. Take time today, be present, be incredible, and be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.